Good rising kings and queens, we are on part two of genres of Jap, Joshua's anime podcast. Sorry for the difficulties last time, you know, the baby woke up, but we got Sakura Lee back with us again.
Hey y'all,
welcome, welcome, glad to have you back. But yeah, back to the apology. You know, we was podding, it was late, probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, and little man woke up and we had to rush back there.
Yeah, had to shut everything down, unfortunately. But we back at it.
Yeah, so again, sorry for the abrupt enter, but we back at it, and we're going to pick up right where we left off. So, I believe we were talking about Mecha, correct?
Yes, we were on Mecha. So, I'm going to start over.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mecha is the genre that has to deal with machinery, such as giant robots. Typically, these are used for fighting war, like all robots are. Some of these animes are Mobile Suit Gundam series, yeah, Darling in the Franxx.
And not to cut you off, but there's a lot of renditions of Mobile Suit Gundam. Like, there's Mobile Suit Gundam Zero, there's Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, there's Mobile Suit Gundam SD. There's just all types of them. Like, it's more than 10, at least. But the one that people are watching lately has been Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blood Orphans, and I watched a few episodes of it, but a little bit too depressing for me.
So this is my question when it comes to that, because I noticed a few other animes do that, like
Here comes our son.
The Sword Art Online.
What do you mean?
There's different types of Sword Art Online. There's the gun version, there's the guy and the girl on the video game. Then it's the fairy tale version of the video game.
Hey, baby.
Is it the same type of anime genre? Just different types of.
Oh, no.
What is it called? Fields? Because one, like, how they went to, like, Army Way and then went to fairy tale.
Oh, well, for that one specifically, sorry about our son, y'all, but we got to make it do what it do. But that one's more so, it separated like that because they were playing different games. Like the first one, it was, I think it was just called Sword Art Online. Then the second one, they were playing Elfin, like Elfenheim. And then the third one, they went into Gun Gale. And then they made a spinoff of Gun Gale because it was such a big tournament in that one. So they made a spinoff episode about it with the girl with the pink hair.
So is that the same thing as you were just saying with the...
No, because all of these are completely different on Gundam. They stand completely alone. They don't...
Okay.
They don't connect at all. But those in Sword Art connect.
Okay. That makes way more sense. Okay, so picking back up with the examples of Michi...
Mecha.
I did it. I said, you guys, all day, I said I was not going to do this. And I did it. I have been practicing, but I'm so happy with myself. I didn't do it the first time around. Mecha. So, oh man, I probably done messed myself up now.
Yeah, okay. It's so good.
Okay, so it's Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
Gurren.
There you go.
Lagann. Oh, man. So, see, and now, nope, I'm not even going to do it.
Kogias.
There you go. And then it's Big O and Zoids. I remember Zoids.
Yeah, like they used to have like the animal style Zoids, and they would like go capture stuff from other factions and stuff like that. So I like that.
I used to think it was a knockoff Power Rangers.
Yeah, except for they didn't morph. They just got straight into the Zoids.
Yeah. I was like, it's a better version, or maybe it's just like a... trying to switch it up, but then that's when I didn't know the difference of the animes and the cartoons and stuff like that, because nobody told me.
Yeah, sorry for the background noise. Apparently it's a little girl's birthday upstairs and they leaving for the party now. But getting back to it, the next category is slice of life. It's all in the name. When it comes to slice of life anime, it's a genre containing stories that observe everyday life as it's lived in an individual or group of characters. You know, so simple as I go to school every day, or I just chill and I want to, I don't know, just simple life stuff.
Average human, non-extra power, nothing super extra happening to them.
But sometimes it does get twisted with other genres, like fantasy slice of life. So, like, they may be, like, a dragon or something, but they just doing regular stuff. They not going around fighting or nothing.
Like Imani's favorite anime.
Yeah, Kobayashi Dragon Maiden. That's actually one of the examples. And Kiki's Delivery Service as well.
My favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Even though she does fly on her broom, she's not battling. She's not using her powers for nothing or other than delivering stuff.
Yeah, she's an ordinary witch.
And then in Fruits Basket, I think they, when they touch, they change. I can't really speak on Fruits Baskets because I've only seen like half the episode. And I wasn't really into Slice of Life at the time. So, but just listening to the other pods that I listened to, they said like, when they exchange, they change to that zodiac they are when they interact with this one girl. So
this would also be go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
This would also be Carolyn Tuesday.
Carolyn Tuesday, because they're not doing nothing besides singing. There's no extraordinary powers or nothing. It's just futuristic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get into the next genre, and I'm getting my head back in this space. It's Kodomuki.
Correct.
See, get me.
Yes, ma'am.
In short, it's actual kid stuff. It's for the younger viewers out there. So some Kodomuki series are familiar to Western fans, like Pokemon. Hamtaro was one of my favorites when I was younger. And Yo-Kai Watch, which is my daughter's favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then How to Keep a Mummy, I'm sorry, is our family's favorite. It's so cute.
Yeah, we watched that about like 2 years ago when we first met. And we all watched it, I think, when we were going to get ice cream or something.
Yeah, it was just adorable. Mm-hmm. It's just so cute.
The next category is Iyashiki, which basically means healing. It's a little tricky one to describe because it often overlaps with other genres, especially slice of life. Most people say it's like a subcategory of slice of life. And it's more defined by the experience of watching it than the actual story and the content. So the anime that's like smooth and visuals, like just like you see it and you're like, oh, you know, stuff like that. And you actually
just takes your breath away.
Exactly. And you actually feel something from just the story. Like the pictures, the music, everything makes you feel something.
Like a Bob Ross painting.
Exactly. Bob Ross is a goat. A few examples of this is people working together towards a greater goal, Laid Back Camp, Ancient Magnus Brides, which that's Sakura Lee, that's one of her tops.
Yeah, I have that pop.
Yeah, you do. And then one I just recently heard about called Bartender, where like people come in and they like just ask for a drink, and he basically, like any bartender or a hairstylist or somebody that serves you and there's like customer service, they just talk to you through your problem, and then you leave with like a better understanding. You're like, I really appreciate that. And then that makes you go back more so than the drinks or anything.
Yeah, you're into being a mentor at the end of the day. I'm tripping off this name. What is this?
People working
together towards a greater goal. That's just too much. We need to start abbreviating stuff.
Yeah, that's why we as black people, we give everything nicknames. Like My Hero is My Hero Academia is My Hero, or we just say Hero, or like Ace of Diamonds, I just say Diamonds.
That's just lazy.
But everybody know when you say the baseball anime, but everybody abbreviates stuff. Like some people don't say Attack on Titan, they say AOT.
What?
Yeah.
So wait, we're gonna abbreviate Attack on Titan, but we're not gonna abbreviate that long name right
there. Hey, this one's not mainstream. Attack on Titan is one of the mainstreams.
No love out here.
No love. So we're going to touch back on our 2019 watch list, because like I'll still argue with people that 2019 as a total is like one of the greatest years of anime.
Yeah, it's so much. We can't even like literally pinpoint all the stuff that we watched.
Because we watched a lot of animes in 2019 that were coming out. What's that? What popped up?
Dragon Ball Super.
Super did pop up at the time. That was time. That's crazy.
You guys, we're collecting pops. And I looked up at my pop and my Wii's pop that I just took out the box and just automatically thought about Super.
Yeah. That Weez Pop is nice. We collect a lot of pops. Like, we got anime pops, we got office pops, we got the Cabbage Man from Avatar. My cabbages.
I got Invader Zim, we got Wendy, I got Cruella DeVille. Like, we got a little bit of everything in here. We're just gathering up all our favorite stuff. Some of my favorites is Eliza Thornberry and her daddy Nigel.
And she didn't even say nothing. She has half the collection of Sailor Moon. Like, this isn't an anime pod.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it until I get Sailor Neptune. I'm real salty about that. I can't get that off of nobody.
Yeah.
Anybody with a Sailor Moon? No, Sailor Neptune. I'm sorry.
Hit that Twitter. We need that pop. And that Twitter is at Joshua's Anime Pod.
At Joshua Anime Pod.
You heard her.
There's no uppercase, nothing. Just type it straight out. Nothing extra.
Back to the list. I believe we watched Promised Neverland.
Mm-hmm. Must watch.
Must watch. 12 episodes get you there. Season 2 is coming out fairly soon. I'm excited for that. Like,
don't play with me.
No, it's coming out. Like, I believe at the end of this year, at the beginning of 2021, but I'm waiting for it. The manga just ended.
Okay. If you guys like things that just
blow your mind. That's something we say to our son.
That's literally it. That bad boy blows your mind. Because it's from a kid perspective and they're dealing with such past beyond adults and issues.
And it's not like your regular anime kids where they're like just no common sense or don't think about nothing. All three of these kids are above average. They're very intelligent, and they're intelligent in their own ways.
And that's why they're in this situation, because they are so intelligent. Mm-hmm. It's like your intelligence working against you, but you got to use it for your better. It's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So definitely check out.
Yeah, that's
Promise Neverland.
That's in my top five. The Rising of the Shield Hero, you put me on that one.
Ant put you on that.
Oh, you're right. I say that every time. Shout out to Ant. Ant put me on that. He's going to be on a future episode. But, yeah, he for sure. He was like, check it out, bro. I think when we watched episode one, we looked up around the time it was supposed to be off. And we was like, we still got about 15 minutes.
It felt like a whole movie, the first episode.
Man.
But that's why we appreciate it. Because I was like, this bad boy like 45 minutes long.
And then the way they was just joeing now for me was like, what did he do to you?
They were so salty.
But yeah, now Fumi earned respect. Everybody put some respect on his name at the end.
And he was the opposite type of protagonist. He ain't trying to be gang. I'm just trying to get out of here.
I really don't care about y'all, but I got to do this to get out.
That's me. I get sucked into a video game I did not ask to be sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get out of here. I don't care about none of this extra stuff. Y'all not even real.
Y'all summoned me here, but don't even want me here.
I'm talking about they were so mad. About we watch y'all out of here. Me too.
True.
Trying to get out of here. I want to read one.
Yeah.
I feel like I should read this one too, since I'm the one that actually looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how not to summon the Demon Lord.
We were referring to it as Demon Lord earlier in the other podcast, part one.
Yeah. But that's bad, because it's like a lot of Demon Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
And I swear, you guys, as soon as we start watching one like genre, a whole bunch just drop back to back. Mm. It'd be a lot, so I'd be having a pause on it. But this one wasn't bad. It was a little different.
It was a little itchy. Like, the two girls that was with him was trying
it
to
It wasn't no him. Little itchy. It was super itchy. It wasn't even they was trying to get with him. They actually ended up doing the spell backwards. So they end up flopping, and instead of binding him, they binded their hair.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay. But he didn't even want them. So he was like, oh, okay. Because he's really a kid, but in the game, he's a whole...
He's the strongest
Demon Lord, character. Strongest man ever, yeah.
Can't nobody mess with him. Like, he's level 99.
They lost me. It wasn't bad until he had to go inside the little girl.
Yeah.
And get the other little girl out of her. And I was just like, this is just a little bit too much.
I think I dropped it right before you watched that, because you came back and was like, they done did some more stuff. I was like, I'm glad I dropped it.
It is so bad, because I feel like with anime, once you get past that point that just pushes you, then it gets that good. But it's just like, it was just too young for me.
That's why we didn't watch Goblin Slayer last year, because of episode one, the rape scene.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't touch that.
But everybody says after that it has nothing else to do with rape and it was so good. I'm like, nah, bro.
Then why did we throw that in there?
I can't. Exactly. I'm not about to push myself through that.
Because it looks like a really good, well-constructed anime because I like the perspective of an innocent boy having to be in such grown sexual situation but not even reacting off because he doesn't know how.
And you're talking about Demon Lord, correct?
Yeah, correct. Because he hasn't even experienced it in real life. Mm-hmm. So he's like trying to fake the fuck, but he's just like a normal
kid. Yeah, because he's the coldest, so he got to act like he's the coldest in all categories. Yeah.
So he's trying to be all mean. Side. Yeah, they're like, don't be mean. He's like, I'm really not mean.
Yeah. We watched Hayaku. At the time. Sup, son?
Stretching.
At the time, we were already like catching up. But then we found it had came out while we were still watching it, so we had just like kept watching it straight through, like week to week.
Oh yeah. That one was mind blowing too, but that was mind blowing with like the moves and stuff.
Yeah. Just like the technical and the growth of the characters and like actually learning how to play volleyball.
A lot of people sleep on that because they don't think animes and they don't think about sports.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like sports animes, but I actually like the sports genre. I like it because like, I like Kurokono Basket. I like Ace of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
We tried Yuri on Ice. I seen Ice Shield 21 in Hayaku. Like, so I do get
it. It was a boxing one you were supposed to look at, wasn't it?
Hajino no Ippo.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, in 2019, we found a lot of them, but we wasn't able to go back and watch them because it was just so much on our... And we had our babies, so that was a lot.
Mm-hmm. We was watching anime like, oh, he's asleep. Let's go in the living room. Get 2 episodes in before he wake up. Yeah.
Right. And I was binge watching Hunter x Hunter all while he was in my belly.
And you were watching Death Parade. I mean, not Death Parade, Death Note.
Death Note. Mm-hmm.
The next one is Food Wars.
Oh my gosh, you guys have to eat or have something to eat if you watch this anime.
I'm talking about Food Wars had us in the kitchen talking about, is that you, mommy? Is that enough you, mommy?
Okay, it's enough you, mommy. Do you smell it?
Yeah. But no, even like, I think it was the Worst Gen podcast had brought it up and said Soma may be one of the best protagonists ever because he's not dumb.
He's not arrogant.
He's not arrogant. He's willing to learn. He's taking L's.
But he turns every L into a lesson. Every he's single so one of his L's
he took with pride, you know. Yeah. Every single one. So
and then he was funny too because he would make that really nasty dish.
The squid peanut butter.
Just as cold as he was, just as bad as he could be.
Exactly. Like in Soma is like I would agree with that statement because Soma is just different. He comes from a different cloth.
Well, to me, and actually in my life, he's a regular guy. Because I feel like that's how you're supposed to take on regular life. You're going to have all these different lessons, and you're never going to be the best all the time. It's always going to be somebody better than you. And what not... I mean, who else could be better than you than your father?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you ain't worried about the rest of the world. I'm trying to be my dad.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Like, anybody else, like, it don't even matter.
So, my goal, like, for real, like, now, so I'm not even worried about this. These are continuing. And then that teaches you, too, to take some serious ill, because you gotta see this man every day.
Mm-hmm.
You work with him.
Mm-hmm. And then he's, like, back to back to back to back. Another dish.
What was it, 89 to 90? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, well, he was so salty. So, it's just like, you learn to humble yourself, and you learn to learn from... You know, losses and losing, that they are lessons to do better. You always have another chance to do better.
Mm-hmm.
It's never the final straw.
Absolutely.
Losing his having Shogugekus.
Yeah, I'm talking about I made some steak. I made some fish.
Bam. I made some chicken.
Yeah.
Put some rice in it.
Absolutely. The next That's one funny. You can take.
Okay. Oh, you want to read a handsome? We got... One of my favorites, and it's one of my favorites because of the animation and the colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, the design and the textures in this anime. And surprisingly, when I've been talking about it to people, they be downplaying this anime to the max.
And you can't. Demon Slayer is beautiful.
It's crazy.
Beautiful.
But it's Demon Slayer, you guys. Like, hands down, I'm sorry. This is what I'm speaking. No, you're okay. Because it's so disrespectful. I'm like, what don't you like about it? And they're just like, oh, no, just It just seems slow. It seems slow.
Like an old story. And I kind of got the same vibe just through the name. Because like you said, so much stuff was coming out with Demon in it. Okay, son. and Ufotable actually did that. And Ufotable does great animation work. Even the manga, like, it looks just like the animation. It's just beautiful. Like, it translates from panel to panel to the live screen. Like, it's beautiful.
Listen, and it, to me, it didn't even say, oh, like, what? It was minding their business. He went to go work. Came back, and his whole family wiped out. He trying to go figure something out, and then his sister ends up being alive. Mm-hmm. I have never heard of.
And then come to find out she's a demon.
And then she ends up fighting also. She's not even a whole demon. She's half. And she's breaking codes and everything else.
Yeah, all type of.
I was like, I've never heard this twist. And I'm all down for demon dark. Switch it up. Let's see who can beat. Castlevania.
We did watch Castlevania last year. And we watched it this year. We finished it up
this year. Yeah, because you started watching, I would hear it. See, and that's how much anime he was watching it,
because
he was watching it while I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I heard it.
But going back to Demon Slayer, like, it's just, like, you put me on, that's what I was trying to say.
I put me on that one.
You watched the first three episodes, and you was like, nah, Joshua, you need to go ahead and watch this. And I watched episode four on, and I was like, whoa. And then once we finished it, I went back and watched the first three episodes and was like,
oh yeah, because we were telling Jimmy and them about it.
I was like, wow, I'm a little salty I didn't watch this all the way through, because I didn't get to see Tanjiro's like training episodes the first three episodes. I got straight to when he went to the little Demon Slayer exams with the other kids.
Oh yeah, well, he already went through all the work.
I didn't see him punching the rock and whatnot.
But I appreciated that too, because the struggle didn't last 1,000 episodes.
But it was a time skip. It was like a year time skip. Like, they just didn't show.
But that's not bad either. But they gave you like 6 years.
Yeah, exactly. But they did give you the information. They showed you the training. They just didn't show you the day. You know.
I think I only had to go back once and watch one episode on one part, just because I got confused about who he was like. In the year that you said, because I was like, what just happened? But besides that, it was a very easy anime to follow. Mm-hmm. It was very entertaining. Whole different plot story. It's not done. I'm ready for it to hurry and come back out. Yeah. I'm ready for the train arc to drop.
The train movie. They turned it into a movie, and then they're going to come out with season two.
Even better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for all that. But just the only person that got on my nerves was Blondie.
What is his name? The guy, the lightning guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumbest powers in the world. Dumbest dude in the world.
I think I like him because even though he's dumb, he has one move. And he perfected it so well that he can do it different ways.
To the max. He
didn't even have to be conscious to do it.
That's why I love it. You so dope. You go unconscious.
And you become the realest dude ever.
The realest. And then snaps right out of it. What just happened?
Yeah. But how am I alive?
Exactly. Why am I hurting? It's like, you just went ill on somebody and killed them. But you're so scary.
Yeah. So the next one for me is Ace of Diamonds. And for me, I watched this one a couple of years back. And then it just ended. And like the writer wrote on the very last episode, thank you for watching. Enjoyed the past 3 years. So I was like, oh man, see, my son didn't even like it. But right when he was born, I was just looking for new stuff. And they was like, Ace of Diamonds back out. I was like, wait, it's been 4 years and you're just dropping something new? And it went straight 75 episodes through. So me and my son watched all of them.
Oh my God. Every Tuesday.
Tuesdays, I'm watching them.
Ace of Diamonds was on. And I remember 1 week, it did not come on. He was so salty. He just kept checking it like, I know this shit. Excuse my friend.
Nah, you okay? I was just about to bring that up. I was like, I remember 1 week it didn't happen, and I was like, whoa.
He was like, they just go pause it. I know they're going on this budget.
I was like, I know they're not ending it because they didn't say that last time, but no, it came back the week after with two episodes. So I love when anime is like, oh, sorry, here you go. We take care of our fans.
Right.
Naruto used to do that. They used to drop double episodes, but. That's a whole
shout out to y'all for watching that Naruto, because I don't know where to start it with that.
Man, I watched Naruto as a kid, and then I think maybe like my sophomore year at Duncanville. Shout out Duncanville.
I'm not shouting them out. No, I'm just kidding.
I think my sophomore year, that was like 2007. I think I picked back up watching anime, and that was when Shippuden was out, and I had to get on YouTube and like find it. So yeah,
man, I heard about that struggle. I was like, "What? Y'all was doing what?" They was like, "Yeah, we had to go on YouTube and watch it and wait for it."
I'm talking about Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece was like, that too. Those were like the only four things you really could find on YouTube, and then you had to really know what to look for anything else. Okay. Yeah, you can have the next category.
I'm glad I came up on a good old Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah.
Well, of course, it was just on DVD, but then I had Crunchyroll.
Hey, Verve hit too.
Come on, Verve.
Yeah, VRV.
Okay, so the next one is My Hero.
My Hero Academia for y'all.
Yeah, My Hero Academia. When did we start watching it right on time, or did we?
Man, I know me personally, I started watching My Hero Academia episode one the day it dropped, and I was telling everybody, hey, bro, this is going to be the new Bleach, Naruto, One Piece, and everybody was like, all right, we'll check it out. And then by episode three, everybody's like, I see where you're coming from. You get the Sky High type vibe from that old Disney movie. But when I met you, I think it was like going into season three. So we had just started watching. No, we were in season two when we met.
Yeah.
Right after the little where they did the tournament. No, that's season four. Season two is when they did like the whole
tournament with the schools.
Yeah. So we watched that. When we met, we were already watching that, because when we moved into the last apartment, we watched season three, and then in this apartment, we watched season four.
True. Because I was like, I already was watching it when everybody was trying to hype it up, and I was like,
we already own this.
Yeah, okay.
Catch up.
Man, and everybody's favorite thing to complain about is he's always crying. If you was in the, 5% of the people that's not going to have no powers,
that don't got no powers. No powers.
You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
And then you get the powers from your
number one hero, which is the number one hero.
This man who you trying to be. You can be
you literally,
who you
want to
be.
You literally be him. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he don't even use all, he's not even at the point of his 4%. He's going to be a fool once he gets his control.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love his, I love Bato Girl. I love the fact that that's his homeboy. Literally, his homeboy don't like him.
Yeah, since they were 3 or 4, they've been beefing. But Deku always was like, I just want to be like you, bro. I just want to be like you, bro. And Bakugo was like, you can't be like me. I'm that dude. I'm that guy.
I'm me.
Exactly.
But then he made his match with Todoroki.
Mm-hmm.
Who just don't care. He just don't want to be like his dad.
Yeah.
I like the fact that everybody has their own battles going on that have nothing to do with nobody else.
I like how they give everybody the story. You got like two people that don't have a storyline, like the tail guy and the little sugar guy, but their powers aren't that bad. No, sir, handsome. But, but everybody gets their shine in there.
Is it just the sugar guy and the tail guy?
That really don't get the shine.
The invisible girl doesn't get the shine? Because I would really like to know her backstory. Because we got Froppies.
Mm-hmm. And we got Minata. You know, we got a lot of people. And then now we're starting to get new characters from other schools that we're learning about.
That's what I'm...
And then even with the teachers, too. The whirlwind guy?
Sun Eater.
Oh, he's from the same school, though. He's part of the big three UA.
You're right. No, it's the other guy, the one that was knocking everybody's minds on. Is he from the same school?
He's Class B.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, UA got heat.
I was super pregnant, though, when we watched the one.
When Deku, controlled Deku and, like, made him almost walk out of the ring. No, that's not the guy you're talking about.
That's the one where he was fighting the other schools, right?
No, that's the one where they were fighting the same school.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about the one where they were fighting the other schools. That's the one where I was in and out.
Okay, yeah.
Because I remember it, but the details.
That was season
I was like,
three.
I remember it was some other people from the other school that was some beasts because they was, Because
Bakugo and Todoroki didn't get to pass the exam. Preliminary licenses.
What is the guy do that was sitting in the audience? What does he do?
The mic guy?
No, not the mic guy. The one that went to the other school because the whirlwind guy, the one that was trying to be all supportive when they went to go visit
the one that
kids.
Fought Bakugo? I can't really remember.
Yeah. Because we was waiting for that fight.
He shot like some like mushy
stuff on his hands, right?
It was like metamorphosis blob. He was turning people into like blobs. Like, because the eyeballs were still on there and stuff. Like, his power was really cool.
Yeah, it was really strange. I remember. And then there was the girl.
The girl that we didn't even know what her power was, but then she came back season four because it was actually the girl from the League of Villains. The little girl.
Yeah. Because what you call her had dressed up as her. Mm-hmm. See, I would like to know a lot about her story and stuff like that. They don't hit a lot on the girls, which is surprising.
Mm-hmm. Except for the girls in UA. Like Froppy, like Yorozu, like...
They, we still don't really know too much about Froppy. They gave us that little fun episode of her family and stuff like that.
I mean, that whole rock band thing was really about the little girl and the girl with the ear jacks. Because that was... They used all of her stuff. Don't roll your eyes.
They could have skipped the girl with the ear jacks. I don't really care about her backstory.
Let's go on here. Go to the next category. Cool.
Attack on Titan.
I'm bittersweet sweet with this, but I do love it overall. Let me say that. Because I came out... Matter of fact, let me let you go first. I'm going to go on my tangent after.
He cracks me up. Bittersweet, this is Attack on Titan. I'm going to tell you how I feel when I watched it. I just dropped my mouth. And I had to go to the bathroom. And ask myself, what type of person am I? Am I the type that after I watch this, am I going to feel away? Because these are people eating people. This is Shock Factor 3000. This is cannibalism. This is literally legal. So should I be watching? But then I gathered myself together, and I watched another episode, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, episode one was shocking.
By episode five, I was done being shocked.
I think episode one was where they see everybody like sees that one running around the corner real fast. Like, everybody has that. Yeah, that one was scary the first time. We'll see. My son even laughed at it.
Just his mama getting eaten was just too much for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I tell people all the time. I argue people, but we went back and looked, and it didn't happen. I said he snapped her. I said she snapped the mama and drunk her like a Capri Sun. But
I was like, she bit her. She bit her like a pork chop.
Yeah, she snapped her and then bit her like a pork chop. Sure did. But man, more so like a crab leg because you got to pop them bad boys.
Yeah, I could say she.
And then just.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. I wish they would have drunk her like a Capri Sun. That would have been more shocking.
I wouldn't have watched it. That's too far.
But no, and like, I don't know if you guys are caught up, but season four is straight heat.
Yeah. Well, season three was...
I'm sorry. Season four is not out yet. I get confused because they split it up into two parts. It was season three and season three 2B. I mean, season three part two, both of those were amazing.
Part two is...
All the action.
Justify.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. Season one is a shocker. Season two is a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Season three.
Part one.
It's action. Yeah, part one. And then season two is a lot of.
Part two was all action. It was
limited
like
justification. It was justification for action, and it was a lot of information.
Backstory.
You learned a lot about where everything, and the source of everything. So that's what you need to know.
So for me. I believe I went to Akon in 2010 when it came out. Or it was nine. No, it had to be 2011 or 12. I'm tripping. Yeah.
The Akon or when the anime came out?
Both.
I'll go look up the anime part. I can't help with Akon.
Yeah. So, anyway, the year I went to it, it just came out. So, we're watching in the hotel. I think we watched the first three episodes, they just came out. People at the con are like completely suited and booted in the Wings of Freedom. Everybody doing the hand logos and whatnot. Got fake.
They over there hitting their chest hard. But,
so I'm like, yeah, this is anime is amazing. So watch season one.
It came out in 2013.
13?
Okay. Season one.
Okay, so it was 2013 when we went.
Sorry, I had a cracker in my mouth.
No, it's okay. So everybody was on it. So we finished season one. Then they're like, season two coming soon. Season two coming soon. Then Naruto ends. Season two coming soon. Bleach ends. One Piece will never end.
Okay, that's an infinity anime.
So then I think after 4.5 years, they dropped season two.
2017.
Wow. So then,
I think that's when I jumped on it.
I'm really like, what? You made me wait 4.5 years, so I refuse to watch it. I refuse.
Yeah, because I think I actually inspired you to watch it, because I jumped on it when season two came out, so I was able to watch both. But I like waiting until the anime has some depth to it to get to watch it, because I'm not a week to week, because Dragon Ball Z cut me out of that.
I like week to week, but I also like binge watch.
I like week to week when it's guaranteed week to week. I don't like the week to week, because if I would have been in that break, I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, because like I said, that break did me dirty, and I was like,
or I'd be expecting so much. Like, okay, if you're dropping 2017 now, every year I need season back to back, which they are doing, because the next one was 2000.
And that's what made me salty, because it's like you made me wait 4 years, and then you drop them back to back, and then back,
and then back.
And now it's about to end.
And
it's
now
like,
it's about to end. It's like, what?
They dropped some mess in 2013 called Kova.
That's OVA. That's like a movie.
Oh, okay.
That's like
a
movie. Yeah, that's an OVA.
Lost Girls Attack on Titan.
See
the spinoffs, and we ain't getting into those. When did season 3 came out 2018, and then season 4
season 3 part 2 came out.
Okay, so see, they gave you something every year after that.
Yeah, they had to make up that. I think that's probably their point.
That's like, now looking back, strategically makes sense, but at the time that 4 year gap and I wasn't with it, so it took all of my friends. You gotta go back and watch. You gotta go back and watch. You gotta go back and watch it. But Sakura, she was like, "No, I want to finish this. So you either gonna watch it with me, or I'm gonna watch it." So
he's gonna let it play in the background.
Catch up, and I think I watched all the way up until mid. Yeah, I watched season one and season two in like a month and a half, and then we went straight to part two, season three. So I didn't watch part one of season three, and now we're waiting on.
Because you tried to start it, and I was like, I'm not gonna watch again, because season three is
it's a little more. Part one is a lot of talking. Part two is a lot of action.
Well, okay. So for you guys have not, so you guys know, it's a mind blower in all ways. Besides the fact that you're finna see some stuff you ain't never seen before. That's why you're just not used to seeing people. But you're finna get a whole bunch of facts. You're finna get a whole bunch of information. And it's just you get so much. Every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to take breaks.
It's taxing. It's mentally taxing.
Yeah, it is a lot. And then they pick which seasons to really do. Like season one, they don't give you too much. Season two, they give you enough, but it's still too many unanswered questions. And then season three, they're trying to answer all those questions. And part two, they're answering all those questions. So you're just like a kid who just got Kool-Aid for the first time. You're on a sugar rush. But then you take it away, and then you're like, give it back to me.
So we'll move to the next one. The next one's Dr. Stone. Like I said, we made it probably like 5 or 6 episodes
in. 5 or 6 episodes in.
But that's because we were watching.
We chose Vinland. Not saying Vinland's better, but Vinland called us more. We could see the buildup in Dr. Stone, but Vinland was already to the action.
Yeah, and it was already done. Well, we knew it was going to be finished soon, so we got time for that. Dr. Stone is one of those, too, like, it's really one of those you clear your mind and you definitely watch it. You don't try to figure out what's going to happen.
To tell you instead of you trying to figure it out. You just want to go for the ride.
Yeah. It's not one of those, oh, I know what's going to happen. I know what to expect. This one is clearly just, you finna learn new stuff the whole. It's like when you watch Bill Nye the Science Guy. You know you're watching about science, but you don't know nothing about no science. And you about to learn everything from him.
Did you know that?
Did you know that?
Right. The last one is just super, like she said earlier. That's a continuation OG. We all watched it as a kid. We love still seeing nostalgia of Vegeta, Goku. And then seeing new people like hitting Jiren. Like, and then being like actually OP and giving Goku and Vegeta problems.
What was the cat's
name? Beerus, the god of destruction.
There it is. You gotta say the whole name right. When he slapped Bulma.
Vegeta went crazy.
I feel him. I think Whis is hilarious. I'm trying to think who really stood out to me in that competition.
What, the Tournament of Power or the Mini Tournament of Power?
The one with Jiren.
Okay, the big one. Like what universe or what person?
The people. The three girls stood out. The one for love.
Yeah, she was actually giving but Goku they stood the business. Out.
The big one did. The one that got beat up by the android. That's the only reason why. She got more so bad. But I really appreciate them bringing him back because that was one of my, like, at a Dragon Ball Z. That, everybody always goes to Majin Buu. I don't know why, but I guess. That one was cool, but I was just like...
17 and 18 was... They was nice. That's my favorite. But they just got overshadowed by Cell. Because in alternate Trunks' future, 17 and 18 destroyed the planet by themselves. They took out Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo. They took out all the Z-Fighters.
Because in that order, that's how I like it. Cell.
Androids came before Cell. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
This is my order of villains. And then Frieza is just entertaining as crap.
Like when he came back in the
monkeys.
I just need everybody to put some respect on Krillin's name. He said, "Oh, you still alive?"
Yeah, that was funny.
Krillin, I was. Shut up, Krillin. They need to give
shout
him a
out to
spotlight.
Frieza getting beat up for an hour and a half in the movie while they figured out how to do the fusion dance. That was funny. My son liked it. But that was the Broly movie. If y'all haven't seen it, that's a must watch.
The Broly Super movie. That's how you feel when your parents
So we kind of been going on for a minute, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this episode up.
We said we're not gonna go over 30 minutes. We're gonna try to minimize these podcasts.
Lost in the sauce sometimes, but hope y'all enjoy because we enjoy it. We'd like to interact with y'all more. I have a Twitter, Joshua's Anime Pod on Twitter. Ask me questions. Tell me what you want to talk about. Interact, whatever. Once again, thank you to the Blanime Pod, Worst Gen Pod, Mike Check Waifu. Thank you for the beautiful and lovely Sakura Lee for being here again. Shout out your platforms.
Thank you for having me on here. Like he said, I'm going to go ahead and shout out Love Goes Joshua Anime Pod. Go ahead and tell us what you want us to talk about. You have any suggestions, let us know. And for you guys out there that are looking forward to Heal Your Heart, just follow me at Sakura Lee on my page. It's called Healing Hearts. And I post mantras and little key tidbits and tools to help you get through your daily life to... Basically, like I said, get through this crazy life that we're here because it's a lot going on. But just give you your calm and your peace every day.
Thank you guys for listening on this journey. Please sub on all podcast platforms. And I'm going to start leaving you guys with a quote. And today's quote is, love is not just an emotion. It's a mindset.
Say bye-bye.
Y'all have a good one. Tune in next week. Peace out.
Blessings.